Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Throughout the year, on television and on our city streets, there are folks that make attempts to collect for various charitable causes. One that comes to mind, well, a couple that come to my mind are the ASPCA, Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. Their commercials, they show those poor little puppies. Their ribs are showing, they're outside heavily chained in the cold, and they want your help. And then, mostly in Fort Wayne, but especially in the September time frame, the firefighters will pull out their boots and gather and collect money for that charity. So our heartstrings are tugged by many people wanting us to help. And why don't you? Why don't we help as much? I mean, have you ever thought or looked at one and thought, man, they need our help? And you said these words to yourself, because I know I have. Gosh, I really ought to do something. But you never do. Now, but what about the dogs and the animals? They're nice, and I appreciate it. We have pets. But those are gifts from God. They're wonderful for our pets. But of all the organizations that seek our response, well, the prophet Amos in our Old Testament reading tonight, he said, "Hear this, you who trample on the needy and bring the poor of the land to an end." Do that. We trample on the needy, and every time you see someone that is in need and you don't do something, you're doing just what he says. You're trampling on the needy, and without help from someone, many of them will come to an end. Now, we've been blessed by Jesus. We've been blessed by God, our Heavenly Father. Our sins have been forgiven. It means we've got heaven. We have everlasting life. And every single thing that we have in this life, doesn't matter what it is, mechanical, the house itself, the furnishings in the house, your brother, your sister, your children, your grandchildren, everything is a gift from God. And what he has given us, we're told the Lord loves a cheerful giver. There's a couple of them, though, that are out there that I would kind of wonder about. There's this outfit called the Critter Connections. It was started in 2004 to make sure that no guinea pigs were left behind. I'm not making this up. They'd like your dollars to help guinea pigs around the world. There's another one, Helping Hands Monkey Helpers. Helping Hands Monkey Helpers for the Disabled Incorporated has been training monkeys to help adults with spinal injuries and other mobility impairments since 1979. Did you ever hear of this? They need your money so that they can help train monkeys. Gunner's Wheels, the name of this other charity, they've been able to raise more than $100,000 to help dogs get wheelchairs. And they'd like your help. Tall Clubs International Foundation, just like it sounds, For people who are exceptionally tall, they seek your money to help them deal with those difficulties that exceptionally tall people have. American National Cattle Women, they focus on beef promotion, education, and development and legislation. And yeah, they are a 501c3 charitable organization. You'll like this one, 501st Legion. You ever heard of it? In an effort to promote an interest in Star Wars, they seek your donations to help them proceed. If you didn't like that one, you're really going to like this one. And this is the name of this organization. Be a deer and donate a brassiere. So far, they've distributed more than 25,000 bras to homeless women. As they say, and I quote from their website, "Let's fill every cup." They want your money. Help, they do. They take donations of bras and they take them out and donate them to homeless women who have an awful really difficult time obtaining them. Caring Creative Center. Caring Creative Center. It's a way to help North Carolina become more environmentally friendly, to help community members turn trash into practical household items. Preserve Victura at the JFK Library. Victura was President Kennedy's beloved sailboat, and they're seeking, through 501c3 charitable organization, they're seeking monies to help rebuild and refurbish President Kennedy's old sailboat. Doesn't it make you think? We're going to get to where your dollars and things ought to go in just a moment. But first, the 10 most beloved televised charities. Among the 10 is the number 4 is the Wounded Warrior Project, which is a very good organization, being a wounded warrior. The Clinton Foundation, Save the Children, and the American Heart Association. Those are among the top 10 televised charities. And all of these promote, they work hard at their advertising to just reach down in there and grab a hold of your heart and rip it out. How to deal with those who are in need. What did Jesus do? What did he do? Jesus went to them. Jesus went to them and listened to them. Do you ever notice all those whom Jesus healed? It was because they themselves or someone that loves them or somebody that cares for them asked the Lord to help. Pray. Pray for all those who you see that are in need. That would be the first and foremost thing. What else did Jesus do? He did what he could. You know, Jesus did many wonderful things of acts of kindness to people that we have examples of in Scripture. What about the woman at the well, though? What did Jesus do for her? Kind of chewed her out, and he kind of told her the truth. She listened. But Jesus, what did he do? He went to them and he helped them. He talked with them. Jesus sat and ate dinner with sinners. Pharisees hated it. Jesus touched those who were sick, those who were shunned. He helped. But besides praying for all those who are in need, there's a moral consolation that we can give. It's one of the better ways of helping those who are poor and helpless and needy by giving them a hand up rather than a hand out. I can think of several organizations that really need help right here in Columbia City. Believe it or not, if you're on social media, that's becoming a great way to help other people. You know, not only just gossip, it's not just gossip when you share a need of somebody, but many are celebrating their birthday and seeking, instead of a card or instead of a gift, hey, would you make a little donation to this or that? Absolutely, through personal financial help or even organizing fundraising activities, these can be done. Donate more groceries and eatables, or operate and direct a collection drive. Donate your old belongings, and having a better understanding of what the poor and the needy need, getting down there and really looking into this and seeing what they need. And perhaps most of all, getting an education, not just for yourself, but helping to educate those who are in need so that they can prosper. How do you reach them? How did Jesus reach them? He went to them where they were at. We're awfully happy and satisfied in those places where we are. How about going into those places where we're not so comfortable, where those are who have great need? So the prophet Amos, he said, "Hear this, you who trample on the needy and bring the poor of the land to an end, saying, 'When will the new moon be over that we may sell grain?'" See, the Levitical law told them that they had to wait till the new moon so that they could sell what they had so they could make more money. And they hated that, having to wait it out. And then on the Sabbath, they weren't allowed to do anything. And here, on the Sabbath, that we may offer wheat for sale, that we may make the ephah small and the shekel great, and deal deceitfully with false balances, that we may buy the poor for silver and the needy for a pair of sandals, and sell the chaff of the wheat. All these things that he's speaking of is deceiving, and speaking recklessly to those who are in need. Yeah, we'll get you help, yeah. One thing I learned when we were in the jail ministry was don't make a promise to them that you can't keep. That was important because there's many of individuals in the jail systems that they're quite needy. They're genuinely in need of something, and you promising them something and not following through is crucial. It's awful. It's heartbreaking. So the prophet Amos, he sums up his advent rebuking of each of us with, "The Lord has sworn by the pride of Jacob. Surely, the Lord says, I will never forget any of their deeds." Again, that's why we have Jesus. Because we are so sinful. Lord sent Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, so that by his death, the price has been paid for all of our sins, and that by our sins being forgiven, the promise of heaven for each of you. In the name of Christ, we pray. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and minds in the risen Christ Jesus.